Okay, Yahweh bless you. We're going to do a teaching tonight on cleaning house, fidelity to Yahweh. So, as any woman knows, if you do not keep your house clean, it will overtake you. Really simple. You have to keep it clean to overtake you. If we don't keep our lives clean, as a nation too, if we don't know where the dirt is and don't remove the dirt, then it's a corrupting influence. And so we're going to show examples, and we're going to stay in 2 Chronicles for the same examples. And so we're going to go to 2 Chronicles. Well, we won't go there. We might have time. But very important. Remember, 2 Chronicles ends the book of the Old Covenant. And if you want to go there sometime, it's 2 Chronicles 36, 20 to 23, and it's Cyrus saying, and people say Cyrus was a heathen. No, he wasn't. He was probably the son of Cambias and Esther, which was a Hebrew. And he's saying, Yahweh God, Yahweh Elohim, he calls him Yahweh Elohim told me to build him a temple. And so we're going to build him a temple. And so that's how it ends. And guess who's going to, he built it, you know, have them build a temple. And guess who else is going to build the temple?
Yahushua.
Because it starts after 7 Chronicles, it's Matthew, which is the king. Mm-hmm. And Yahushua, the Christ line. And in Zechariah 6, 12 to 13, he's commissioned to rebuild the temple. So Yahushua is going to be built on the new earth. And so what a connection. Bing, bing, bing. And so that's a real connection. And Malachi is not the end of the book, according to the Hebrew canon, which is 24 books and not 36 books.
Is that the Tanakh?
Well, Tanakh is it's a letter from each, I think, from the Psalms, Prophets, and Law to make the word Tanakh. Torah is the five books of Moses, and then the whole Old Covenant is Tanakh. You're right. Now we're going to go to Asa again and watch. Now we're talking about cleaning the house. 2 Chronicles 14. And I'll show you what we've got to do. You know, the United States is, and for thousands of years, actually. Well, let me see here. Not thousands. Yeah, you know, 2,000 years almost.
United States?
Yeah. And when you're looking about the Word of Yahweh, here's what we're claiming. And we're going to see what they claim, too. It's always there. The Trinity. The dead are alive. No manifestations of the Spirit. Hell. Jesus is the Creator. No Yahweh in this book. Yeah. No new earth is ever taught. God, there's a God-man, the mother of God, and you pray to this woman, and she's the mediator. Now, how much worse can you get? So we're going to be watching, and now you've got homosexuality. You've got half the Democrat Party, I mean, half of the Catholics and Protestants voting for the Democrat Party, which is sodomy and abortion and stealing. So half of Christians are completely corrupt. And the pastors say not a word. So they're just as corrupt. It really comes down to it. Now they're doing some good in other areas, but the silence is deafening. You know, but that's just the fact of life. So we're going to see other people clean house, and that's our job, is to get rid of this garbage and to show other people, and there are people out there, not the pastors, but there's other people who want truth, just like we want truth. So 2 Chronicles 14, 2 through 5. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers unto David. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm at 1 Chronicles. I'm 1 Chronicles. That didn't make any sense.
447.
So 2 Chronicles. What, Dad?
14, 2.
Yeah, 14. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa, his son, reigned in his stead in his days. The last land rested 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh his God. And he took away the foreign altars and the high places. You know, so remember, this is Judah. So we know Samaria went wrong. We know, we're going to find out Solomon went wrong at the end, mm-hmm. you know, really wrong. And I started thinking Rehoboam, his son, who he made king, actually his mother was a heathen. One of his wives that he married, you know, just like the Pharaoh's daughter. And so you had all these heathen wives. And so this is, you're cleaning your own house. This is Judah. You're not going to another country clean. You're cleaning your own house yeah. of things that have crept in. And he's breaking in pieces of the pillars and cutting 20 of the sacred stems. Let me see here.
4.
Yeah, we'll keep going to 5. And bade Judah seek Yahweh, Elohim of their... This is what we're doing. We're begging people to seek Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, and execute the law and the commandments, and remove from all the cities of Judah the high places and the sun. Look at what's in... These are in the church. The high places and the sun images, and the kingdom became quiet before him. So this is what Yahweh is waiting for, people to rise up. And that's what we're doing, to rise up and say, enough is enough. Blasphemy. And so, I mean, we were going to Life Church, and I wrote all these, you know, the 10 different pastors throughout the United States, and here it is, the Democrat Party. Here's what they stand for. You are the watchman on the wall. You got to tell people, not you cannot be a Democrat. Silence, silence, silence. They're accountable. Mm-hmm. Now they're seeing the consequences. They're passive because obviously they're obeying their big boss, Craig Groeschel. But the silence, never heard a word back. But all of a sudden you're seeing the consequences of your silence. Yeah. And you're going to act like just things are going down. Now you've got sodomy going on, being legalized, and you got everything about it. And guess what? Joe Biden goes to a Catholic church. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What does that say about Catholics? Yeah. How dare you? And so does Pelosi, a Catholic church.
And Cuomo, too.
Yeah, call me all these, you know, the hypocrisy. I'm talking about cleaning house. Look at that, right in our own house. Now we go to Jehoshaphat. He's going to clean house. Chapter 17. So this is nothing new. It's part of life. 3-6. Wendy, you want to read that?
And it came to pass that Yahweh was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of David his father, and sought not unto the Baalim, for unto the Elohim of his father he sought, and in his commandments he walked, and not according to the doing of Israel. Therefore did Yahweh establish the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah gave a present unto Jehoshaphat. And he came to have riches and honor in abundance. And his heart was encouraged in the ways of Yahweh. And he yet further...
Now think of that. He's the son of Asa. And Asa cleaned house, right? And what's he say here? And he yet further... Go ahead.
Took away the high places and the sacred stems out of Judah.
So there's some are still left after Asa. And so it's just... guess what? It's like cleaning house. It doesn't stop. You know, it's an daily process.
Cockroaches.
But we know in chapter 18, he did a good job, and guess what he did? He brought idols back in.
He brought idols back in. Yeah.
Why? Because he made it, you know, let's see what he did. And it came to pass, 18:1, and it came to pass when Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance. That's our first problem, prosperity. Prosperity is always a problem, no matter what. That he contracted by marriage affinity with Satan. It's just Satan. Yeah, it's Satan. Because that's Jezebel and Ahab. And that was their daughter, Athaliah.
Satan-in-law.
Yeah, the Satan-in-laws. Yeah, and you're like, and Jehoshaphat, we've got a whole history of that. We don't have to go any further, but... yeah, you just brought Ahab and Jezebel in as in-laws. I mean, let's do a party function. And so how blind can we be many times? And you're seeing what church is all and in people's lives, too. You look at some people where they're strong in the faith, and otherwise you're like, what the hell are you doing? What happened to you?
Well, we're brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what he says, but we're brothers.
People are born with homosexuality. They're not, God's all right. God forgives, and they're just born that way. You know, just one thing after another. Now we're going to go to Masora 25. I think I pronounced that wrong. But chapter 25, 1-2. We're going to see people time after time doing what they're supposed to be doing.
I apologize.
25.
Yeah, 25 verse 1. And Melania?
25 years old was Amaziah. When he began to reign, and 29 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And the name of his mother was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, only not with a whole heart.
Okay, Elijah, do you want that ever said about you?
No.
So really, with all this, you say, is Yahweh in Christ saying, Elijah, my servant?
Yeah.
Well, I'm really not there. Do you want to be? And so with all of us, Israel, my servant. Shauna, my servant. Yeah. Donna, my servant. And you have to say, boy, what a title. To be able to say that. And, well, Winnie's really good, not with a whole heart. I mean, you're just like,
that's a trouble.
A little asterisk right by my name.
But.
Uzziah, chapter 26.
Uzziah?
And it's actually Uzziah, so it's U-Z-Z-I-A. But it goes like with an O. Ooh. Uzziah. Z is in zebra. So Zion. One through five. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah when he was 16 years old and made him king instead of his father. Amaziah. He built Eglon and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old. Think of that. Yeah, that's Elijah's age.
Yeah.
You're running the kingdom. Now, obviously, you got counselors.
Don't mess up.
Yeah.
You were down in the book.
16-year-old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and 52 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and the name of his mother was
Jechaliah
of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that Mezerah, his father, had done. And it came to pass that he set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who gave understanding in the seeing of Elohim. Now, what he came to seek Yahweh, to seek Elohim.
That's kind
of
neat.
And throughout the days of his seeking Yahweh, Elohim prospered him. And he's another one that prospered and got too haughty. And so that's 1 Peter 5:5-6. Yahweh against the haughty arrayeth himself, whereas unto the lowly he giveth favor. Be made lowly, therefore, in the strong hand of Yahweh, that he may lift thee up in due time. If you're lowly, you get what?
Lifted.
Favor. You get favor. If you get haughty, you know what's going to happen? You're going
your
down.
Your head gets too big, you can't get through that eye.
Well, it says you're going down, and you want to lift yourself up? Don't you lift yourself up. I'll lift you up.
That's 1 Peter what?
1 Peter 5:5-6. Good deal. Just, if you want to keep humble, Yahweh against the haughty arrayeth himself. Okay, I don't want to be haughty. Okay, Jotham, 27. Or Jotham? Jotham?
Chapter 27.
Verse 1 and 2. We're just going to go from people who are doing right things. 25 years old was probably Jotham when he began to reign, and 16 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and the name of his mother was Zereshah, daughter of Zadok. And you get to see some success stories when you see their mother's name usually is Hebrew.
Yeah.
Compared to an Ammonitess. And I think that's when you get into Rehoboam, his mother was an Ammonitess or something like that. So you get to see, that tells you a lot. Verse 2, and he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh according to all that Uzziah his father had done, only he entered not into the temple of Yahweh. That's so good. But still, were the people acting corruptly? People are the problem. But if you don't remember Uzziah, he really got very successful, reigned 51 years, almost like Manasseh, and he was in the 50. Everybody else is 16, 20, Solomon's 40 years, David's 40 years. But Uzziah went into the temple and wanted to be a priest. And that's where the leprosy jumped on his head. Yeah, that's Uzziah. And that's where this little asterisk right here. I love this. He did that was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that Uzziah, his father, had done. But he not in the temple of Yahweh. Got the message. Got the message, because his dad was a leper from there on. Bad news.
Which means you can never go near the temple.
Yeah,
now.
You can never go near the temple.
Yeah. Oh, so, I never thought of
that. You're banned from that.
So those
now, go to Hezekiah, chapter 29. So note to self, do not become haughty. Nahab and Abihu, Ahoron's sons, became haughty, strange fire. God, Yahweh doesn't care what rank you are and what genealogy you come from. So, Moses is the servant of all servants, nephews he had to kill. Now think of that. You think they have a little bit of favor, his nephews? A little bit of grace? Nope. Fire, and guess what? Not a tear. Not a tear from any of you. Drag them out.
Yeah, you wouldn't even let them.
I will get respect. And you're like, wow, so don't miss. Where am I? Hezekiah 21 or 29. What do you want to read, 1 to 7?
And Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and 29 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And the name of his mother was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of Yahweh.
They've been closed.
And repaired them.
That's like his book. And the word of Yahweh is closed. And so actually, he opened them up. Go ahead.
And he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them together in the broadway on the east and said unto them, Hear me, O Levites, now hallow yourselves and hallow the house of Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, and take forth the impure thing out of the holy place. For our fathers have acted unfaithfully and done the thing that was wicked in the eyes of Yahweh our Elohim, and have forsaken him, and have turned round their faces from the habitation of Yahweh, and have offered their backs. That was worshiping the sun.
Yeah, go ahead and go to 7.
Moreover, they have shut up the doors of the porch and have quenched the lamps, and incense have they not burned, and ascending sacrifice have they not caused to go up in the holy place unto the Elohim of Israel.
Where has that happened for the last 2,000 years? What? An example. Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. Got rid of tongues. Tongues of interpretation. Prophecy. Word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. Discerning spirits. Gone. So all the ascending, the incense and the prayer life. Yahweh incense represents prayer, and so you have the incense before the
altar.
Where the tablets were. What did they call it? Ark of the Covenant. Not the altar, but Ark of the Covenant. The incense. When they put the incense on, that's prayers for Yahweh. And it says, when you speak in tongues, it gives thanks well. 2,000 years gone. 2,000 years gone.
That's perfect prayer,
yeah,
too.
And think of that. And we say, well, this is really bad. What is that?
What is that?
You know how much work they went through to purify us to receive Holy Spirit? And then you just disacknowledge the whole thing? You close the doors. Actually, you took out 1 Corinthians 14 and 12 and just tore them out of your Bibles. Because we're not going to do those.
Wow. We're not offering incense.
Yeah. Well, now we go to Josiah. So we've got to pertain this story. This is just not history. This is happening right now. And we've got to open up the house of Yahweh. And that's through his word. And here's Josiah. God. And remember, Hezekiah's grandfather was Manasseh. Mm-hmm. Now, 50-some years of the worst kind of stuff you could ever imagine, but the people went along with it. The people follow along with it. You know, why don't people want Yahweh? They don't want Yahweh. They don't want Yahweh in their Bibles. They don't even want Jehovah in their Bibles. Ask any of your customers, anybody else, they don't want it. Isn't that, maybe family members, no, they don't want it. I like the old stuff. Isn't that just astounding? Just astounding, you know? But that's just a fact of the matter. But there's elements. We keep seeking it. We keep talking it. We keep bringing it. you know, on Facebook and people like that, you say Yahweh, Yahweh, and people start getting used to that because there's people out there all across the world that wants truth. But sometimes right in our midst, they could care less, absolutely care less. But Josiah is a great. 8 years old was Josiah when he began to reign.
Wait a minute, 34.
Chapter 34,
verse 1. Okay. How old is Esther?
11.
4.
11.
11. Oh, Esther.
Okay. Now think of 8 year old. I'm just looking at. So, Ruth is 5 or 4?
Yeah.
5. So, just about 3 years older than Ruth.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you got counselors, and 31 years reigned in Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, and walked in the ways of David his father, and turned not aside to the right or to the left. And let's see here. And in the 8th year of his reign, he being yet a boy, so 8 and 8, he's 16 now, here's Elijah's age, he began to, well, he's about to be 17 pretty quick, yeah. He began to seek unto the Elohim of David his father, and in the 12th year he began to purify, and that is purge. It's all, you know, and that's what purging is, to purify. We've got to purify our families, our house, the word, get the garbage out. Do you know the word, you know, this is the word Elijah. You know, we were talking about the Greek, the Septuagint. The word Elijah, when I looked it up, they transfer it into Helios.
L-H.
Yeah, H-E-L. I kept saying, why would, and they look up, what is Helios? And they said, sun. I'm like, well, that's strange. And then I look in the New Testament, Elijah is Helios also. And I thought, well, wait a minute, that's a god. And so you look at, you go Helios in your online, I mean, on your Google, it's the sun god.
Yeah.
Now here's a book that was 250, the Septuagint, 250 years before Christ, that for some unknown reason, wicked, that changed, you know, Elijah, which is Yah is El, or El is Yah, into the sun god.
Or Hercules.
And it's still in our. If you look up Elijah, you'll see it right on there. It's Helios. And I thought, how? Yeah, you know, I'm just doing a paper on that. The English Bibles are seriously defective. English Bibles are seriously defective, and people really don't care. But we're going to here's the documentation. I can just lay it out. You know, Yahweh is not anybody's Bible. And in the Septuagint, in everybody's name, is usually the word Yah, Y-A-H.
Mm-hmm.
They removed all that too. So Jeremiah, if you look in the King James, they would go ahead and transliterate the old King James, transliterate the word. So it's not Jeremiah, it's Jeremias.
Yeah.
It's not Elijah, it's Elias. And it ends with I-A-S. And so it hit me. I started going, look at Zechariah, everybody. So not only is Yahweh gone, Yah in all the people's names is gone also. It's been expunged from his book. You know, think of that. The audacity that you start, and this is what we're doing, is we're purging and looking up, and we need to tell the world, did you know in your book there are 5 Greek gods? And Helios was the 5th one I just found. Now that you got Hades, he's a god. You got Thanos, and he's a god. And they translate death, Thanos. You got Dike, which is justice, and that's an axe. And you've got Tartarus, which is in the lower lower Hades, where the angels go. And now you've got Helios. You've got 5 Greek gods in the Greek. You know, text. And why aren't we told this? Now, isn't that amazing? The silence. But what happened was, which is great, well, here's really the point of the message. Let's go back to 2 Kings 23, and then we'll end. So Josiah is right before the kingdom ends and gets carried off by Nebuchadnezzar. But you're going to see, remember all these people, so we've gone through Asa, you know, cleaning the house, Jehoshaphat cleaning the house, Amasa cleaning the house, Uzziah cleaning the house, Jotham cleaning the house, Zedekiah cleaning the house, And then when Josiah, he's 8 years old, 2 Kings 23. Look what happens. Let me see, 23, 1 through 4, a little context. Then the king sent, and there was gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up to the house of Yahweh, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant. That's what we're doing. Which had been found in the house of Yahweh. So we're retrieving this. And the king took his stand by the pillar and solemnized the covenant before Yahweh to follow Yahweh and to keep his commandment. This is Josiah. To keep his commands and his testimonies and his statutes with all their heart and with all their soul, to confirm the words of this covenant written in the book. And the people took their stand in the covenant. Look at that. And this is the end. Now we go to verse 13. And the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Destruction, which Solomon, king of Israel, had built unto Ashtaroth. Hey, this is 369 years later, and we still got altars that Solomon built that were not removed by Asa, Jehoshaphat, Uzziah, Jotham, Hezekiah. Wow. You're talking about cleaning the house, and that's what we got to look at. We got to say, my God, do you know that Helios is, they took Elijah, you know, Yahweh's name, El is Yah, or Yah is El, and made sun god? Are you kidding me? And with Solomon, king of Israel, built unto Ashtaroth, the abomination of the Zirconians, and unto Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, unto Milcom, the disgusting things of the sons of Ammon, did the king defile. And he break in pieces. This is what we got to do. He breaks in pieces the pillar and cut down the sacred stems and fill this place with human bones. And he goes through and he's just cleaning the house. And then 25, this is great. And like him, this is what we want to be. And like him was no king before him who turned unto Yahweh with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses. Neither after him rose one like him. What a great, what a great statement. So, how about our life? 1 Corinthians 6, which is an example of clean house. Is that right on time? Now our eyes are being open all the time. You know, we know in 1 Corinthians 5 it says, if a brother is a drunkard or a fornicator, not even he was such a person. Well, I did that half my life. It just didn't sink in, or I don't remember doing that. And so all of a sudden you're like, yikes! You're like Josiah to say, yikes!
Yeah.
You're gone. You're done. You're done. You're done. And if you turn through the ways, great, we have a daughter like that, Suzanne, and she's And we haven't seen her for probably 10 years. And if she wants to return, that's great. Turn to Yahweh, open hands. But until then, no association whatsoever. Because our family is who? Those who hear the word and what?
Do it.
Do it. I don't care. They just hear it. They do it. Now look at here. 6. What a way to start the sentence. Dare any of you, having a matter against his brother, sue for judgment before the unrighteous and not before the saints? What does every Christian divorce go through?
Court.
This. They're taken. Christians are going to the courts to sue each other. My God. And it just says right here, dare any of you. And it's like, how dare you do this? Isn't there a right? Now, these are the pastors. And so we were raised in this environment. Well, you know, if you get divorced, you go to court.
Yeah.
You know, this is what everybody does. Why aren't the pastors, you know, this is their job. This is your job to say, you do not go to court. You get divorced, you come and talk to us.
Read verse 3.
Yeah, but we don't have time.
No, just verse 3.
Yeah, know ye not that we shall judge the messengers and not them matters of this life.
And not them matters of this life.
And obviously there's bad people out there that the word is not important to them, and that's pastors too. I mean, really it comes down to when you look at how many people actually follow the word, it's just sounding, but you have to, so Elijah or anybody else, as time goes on, a person getting married, they're going to get divorced, you don't go. You don't go to the unbeliever. You settle this thing. And very simply, between yourselves, there is no divorce with the unbelievers. There is no going to court with the unbelievers. Unless somebody has, like in Aaron's case, if they took your child and you cannot see your child because that person, well, I can't go breaking into their house and see my son, then I'm going to have to use the courts. So in that case, everybody, and every person, we realize, yes, you have to do that. Because now what happens is there's a kidnapping. The kidnapping has occurred. But otherwise, write her own family, clean her own house. That's it. So we'll give a word, a prophecy. According to 1 Corinthians 14. Father, we thank you for these words through Christ our Lord. Be not foolish, but be energetic in all the words that I put inside your life. You must put them on. You can't just think about them. You just can't talk about them. You got to actually put them into effect. And by putting these words into effect, you will be glorified, and you will see, have light will issue from you as the world beholds you and seeing what light can come from manifesting and obeying my commandments. See you next week.